I next met with Dr. Ann LaCase. To begin, I asked her to summarize where we are today with important clinical trials that are maturing that focus on the management of advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma.
So, you know, I think we're all waiting for the advanced stage brentuximab plus ABD versus ABVD study, and I think that is very likely to be practice changing for advanced stage disease. And I think in the early stage, I think we're sort of in stage one and two, we're trying to look at peeling back on therapy and particularly in radiation. So I think we're using a lot less radiotherapy and we're doing, you know, based on the intergroup study led by David Strauss at the Alliance, you know, his data for four of ABVD for stage one and two non-bulky who are PET negative after two looks very good. So I think we're going to be doing less in that setting and likely adding brentuximab up front for advanced stage. Hopefully in the future we'll have some data for bulky because I think that's the one group where, you know, we really don't have data yet on omitting radiation. But I think the thing that I see most often in the community is that people will delay cycle one, day 15, because the patient is inevitably neutropenic. And the risk of febrile neutropenia is less than 1% per cycle. So you don't want to stop and you don't want to give growth factors because it enhances the risk of bleal lung. And people don't need it. If you have someone who gets into trouble, you drop the bleo, you know, give Neupogen, but they only need a few days. Otherwise, you give these young people Neulasta, they have horrible bony pain and they just don't need it because they don't get FNN. If they happen to get FNN, then you can add 3 or 4 days of Neupogen from like days 5 to 9. And all the U.S. intergroup studies mandated no dose reduction, treat regardless of white count. For this reason, no prophylactic growth factors. You see it over and over again that people will dose reduce or delay. And this is such a highly curable disease that that's the one message I would try to get out there.
What about in terms of relapse disease? I see a lot of interest in the ATHERA study, specifically in terms of the indication to use it clinically. Can you talk a little bit about your take on those data?
So that's for people who relapsed early, primary refractory, or had extranodal disease. So, you know, I think that data shows that it delays relapse, but there doesn't appear to be a difference in overall survival. And I think you have to be ready to drop the drug because you see people get motor neuropathy with brentuximab, which you just don't see with vinblastine. So I think it's very reasonable to consider, but I think you have to watch people carefully on that and stop if they get into trouble.